And while nothing in the world supports evolution, nothing in the world supports evolution now or in creation. Disproving evolution now doesn't necessarily disprove it in creation, because there is no scientific explanation for creation. So we don't gain any ground by somehow saying that because evolution doesn't exist now, it couldn't have existed then. God did not use evolution because it is clear in Genesis that He created everything in 6 days. Furthermore, look at Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 3. By faith, here we go, fidelity, faith, trust. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the Word of God. We have to do this by faith, right? We weren't there. No one was there. It is by faith. So that, this is very critical, verse 3, what is seen, the material creation, was not made of things which are visible. In other words, God made everything that we now see from what is invisible. That is to say, He made everything out of nothing, ex nihilo. Hebrews 11:3 is telling us what Genesis records, that God created everything that exists in the universe out of nothing, from no pre-existing material. Obviously, that obviates evolution. There are honest non-Christians who recognize the impossibility and non-existence of evolution in the world today, and have honestly said that evolution is not an explanation of present reality, and therefore it can't be an explanation of prior reality. It isn't happening now. It doesn't happen. Therefore, it hasn't happened. I'm glad for that. I'm glad for that kind of honesty in the scientific world. But while they are admitting that, they are not embracing the account in Genesis. Because if you embrace the account in Genesis as true, then you embrace the Bible as true and the God of the Bible as the true and living God, and you get not only a creator, but you get a lawgiver and a judge.